Mishnah Tet Perek Bet discusses the exact same issues as previously discussed in the earlier Mishnahs, having to do with how one can break up a field to plant various crops of different types without being over the prohibition of kilayim. So it explains, in this case particularly, it's going to be talking about breaking up a field to plant multiple crops in the same field. So our Mishnah Tet starts, Harotzela sos sadehu karacha karacha mikol min. You want to break up your field into different squares for every type of species. Ose esrim v'arba karachot lebeisa'a. He can make 24 squares in a beisa'a. Mikaracha lebeis rova. Each square is a beis rova. Zorea betocha kol min shiyotze. And you can plant any type of species you want within each of those squares. So picture, if you will, a chessboard. I think it's just the easiest way to visualize it. And you have, you know, just a square, and then you break up that square into smaller squares. So it's talking about in a beis se'ah, which is 50 cubits by 50 cubits. Again, approximately 70 feet by 70 feet. That's not a firm number. There is a machlokes about, you know, exactly how big a cubit is, etc. But assume approximately, for the sake of visualization, about 70 feet by 70 feet. And then you break up that 70 foot by 70 foot square field into 24 smaller squares. Haisa karachat achat oshtayim zoraam hardal. So if you have one or two adjacent squares out of those 24 squares, you're allowed to plant them with mustard. Shalosh lo yizra'a chardal. But if you have three adjacent squares in those 24 squares, you can't plant mustard. Because it will appear as if there is a field of mustard within a larger field. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So until now, we've received the opinion of Rabbi Meir in Mishnah Tet, which is that you can take a beis se'ah, break up into 24 squares, and plant anything you want in those 24 squares, different types of species of crops, However, he does have one clarification, which is you can't plant mustard in three adjacent squares, because then it looks like you are planting a field of mustard. Our Mishnah continues with the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Rim, and the Chachamim say, Teisha karachot mutarot eser asurot. So the Chachamim say, nine squares are permitted, are mutarot, but the tenth is asura. And here the Chachamim are disagreeing with Rabbi Meir. So again, if you picture a chessboard, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Meir that you can divvy up your field into 24 squares. However, they argue that you have to leave every other square fallow or every other square empty, so that way it does not give the impression of of planting a forbidden mixture. So again, if you picture a chessboard, Rabbi Meir says that as long as each crop is different, then you can plant in every single square black and white. The Chachamim agree with Rabbi Meir that you are allowed to divvy up your field into a chessboard, but they would say that you can only plant on the black squares and not the white squares. You have to leave the white squares empty so that nobody feels when they walk by your field that you are involved in planting a forbidden mixture. Finally, at the end of our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, "Afilu kol sadehu beis kor lo yaaseh b'tocha chutz mikarachat achat." So he has the most stringent position, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that he doesn't care how big the field is. A beis kor is the biggest measurement mentioned yet in our Mishnah. You can't plant anything else in that one square. Right, so we have Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that your field, no matter how big, can only have one type of crop in it. You have the position of Chachamim, who say you can divvy your field up into smaller squares. However, you have to leave a space between each crop so that nobody thinks that you are planting a forbidden mixture. And you have the position of Rabbi Meir, who says that you can divvy up your field into 24 squares, and you can plant different crops in each of those squares, with the exception of mustard. If you plant three squares of mustard adjacent one to the other, then you have a problem, because it looks like you're planting, a field of mustard within another field, and therefore people could believe that you are over the iser of the planting a forbidden mixture. Continuing the context of the previous Mishnayos, Mishnah Yud Perek Bet discusses the amount of space that one needs to leave between the various types of crops in different circumstances, in different types of fields. So Pasuk Yud starts, Kol shehu betoch beis ro'ova ole mida'as beis ro'ova. So the Mishnah says, anything that is within a beis ro'ova is counted on the measure, or counted in the measure of a beis ro'ova. In other words, if a beis ro'ova is left, again, we're talking about a beis ro'ova is about 80 feet. If a beis ro'ova is left, so that you can plant, you know, one type of crop on one side of the field, another type of crop on the other side of the field. So anything in that beis ro'ova, counts towards the space. It doesn't matter whether it's untillable, it doesn't matter whether there's like some crevices, it doesn't really make a difference what it is. The idea being that as long as you have that space between the crops, it's irrelevant what fills up that space. Our Mishnah continues to discuss this idea. Achilas hagefen, so the work area of a grapevine. Achilas hagefen, hakever, a grave. Hasela olin bemidas beis ro'ova. So a work area of a grapevine, a grave, or a rock are all counted in the measurement of a beis ro'ova. So if you have an achilas gefen is the area around a grapevine, you have to leave 6 handbreadths on either side of the grapevine, you know, to allow it to work for the grapevine to flourish and grow appropriately. As long as you have a single grapevine planted down the middle of these, you know, this field with a space on either side of it, then that counts towards the beis ro'ova. And other examples the Mishnah gives is a grave and a rock. A grave, in the case of a grave, you're not allowed to plant over or plow over a grave anyway. It's an usur. But it will still look as if the farmer's intention left a space between his two types of crops. And the same thing with a rock. We learned in an earlier Mishnah that a large enough rock certainly counts as a hesek between crops. Here we're talking about smaller rocks. Although not big enough to count as an independent divider, still works for counting in the space of the beis se'ah. Our Mishnah continues, tuva bituva, beis rova. So grain with grain, you have to leave a beis rova. So, for example, a person had a field that had barley in it, and he wanted to plant some wheat as well. He could do so, assuming he left an unplanted gap of a beis rova surrounding the different grains. The Mishnah continues, Yarak biyarak, shisha tfachim. So greens with greens, you have to leave a space of 6 tfachim. So in a case of greens with greens, we only require 6 tfachim between them, because I guess they grow lower to the ground, and therefore it is more obvious that you're talking about a very clear separation between the various types of greens, and nobody thinks you're planting two crops intentionally, one with the other to create kilayim. Our Mishnah continues and says, Tuva biyarak. So, what about grains with greens? Yarak b'tuva, or greens with grain. Beis rova. In that situation, you leave a beis rova between them. Rabbi Eliezer comes along and says, Yarak b'tuva shisha tfachim. He makes a distinction and says, greens with grains, you only need to leave 6 handbreadths between them. So, according to the Mishnah, as long as you have grains as one of the crops you want to grow, you need to go with a beis ro'ova. You can't simply do 6 tefachim. Rabbi Eliezer comes along and explains that with greens and grain, you only need a 6 tefachim difference, space between them. Although it's important to note that both the Rosh and the Rush understand that while Rabbi Eliezer thinks that it's sufficient for it to be 6 handbreadths wide or 6 tefachim wide, the length of it still has to be a beis ro'ova if you're planting greens with grain. So you still need the length of a beis ro'ova, but it only needs to be 6 tefachim wide.